Fianna Fáil leader Micheál Martin and Leo Varadkar of Fine Gael are to meet next week for exploratory talks on forming a new government after the 33rd Dáil met for the first time yesterday but failed to elect a Taoiseach. TDs did conclude one item of business, the election of a Ceann Comhairle, but neither Mary Lou MacDonald, Micheál Martin, Leo Varadkar nor Eamon Ryan could muster a majority to lead the next government. So the brand new Dáil was adjourned for 2 weeks to allow the party's focus on forming a government. Overall, it was a day of mixed emotions, excitement for the 48 new TDs taking their seats for the first time, but animosity on display inside the Dáil chamber. Following events for us was Sandra Hurley.
An impromptu session outside Leinster House with Danny Healy-Ray on the accordion. Inside, Ceann Comhairle Sean O'Farrell was resoundingly re-elected, telling a story about his gown.
It had been worn by Sean Barrett, so it was a little bit on the long side for me. And in the aftermath of the counting of the votes, it miraculously got shortened. So I think we can truly say about the Ceann Comhairle's gown, which, by the way, was the subject of a Freedom of Information request during the course of the year. Somebody wanted to know what it had cost and how much its dry cleaning cost. And we discovered it was here so long that nobody knew what it had cost, and it had never been dry cleaned.
Next, the nominations for Taoiseach, which initially unfolded predictably along party lines.
It is a great honour for me. Onor mór dumsa. Vehen shohanyu con anam Leo Varadkar a cararai Mariel Offic an Taoiseach.
On behalf of the Fianna Fáil Party, I am proud beyond measure to nominate Deputy Micheál Martin for the office of Taoiseach.
Sinn Féin has a mandate to put together a government for change, and we want to work with others to bring such a government about. Nobody in this Dáil can lead that government for change other than Chapta Mary Lou MacDonald.
Ceann Comhairle Bualam Tacu le Hanmacán Eamon Ryan Mar Taoiseach an Céad Taoiseach Glas.
However, while 8 left-wing and independent TDs also backed Mary Lou MacDonald, that support was conditional according to some, including Rise TD Paul Murphy.
I'd say to Sinn Féin that you should be under no misunderstanding about the nature of my vote. I think Deputy MacDonald will have the most votes for Taoiseach today because of my vote and the votes of other left-wing TDs. These are not votes to be used to strengthen your hand for negotiations with Fianna Fáil.
The Social Democrats stayed above the fray, while Labour also abstained.
We will advance our own policies, anchored in the values that we've put before the people and in the manifesto we sought to have endorsed. And we will support policies from any quarter that are in harmony with that, and support any proposals that come before this Dáil that are in harmony with that objective.
The Social Democrats will not be supporting any candidate because we believe it is meaningless for us to do so in the absence of a negotiated and agreed programme for government.
Mary Lou MacDonald got the most votes for Taoiseach, but well short of a majority. And as expected, Leo Varadkar resigned.
I deeply regret that we were not returned as the largest party on this occasion, albeit by a margin of 2 seats. But I respect the verdict of the people in the general election and that of the House today. And after tendering my resignation to the President, in accordance with the relevant article of the Constitution, I will ensure that the government continues its work in the interests of the people and the country until we have a new government endorsed by this House. Thank you. Thank
you. Micheál Martin took aim at Sinn Féin.
We do not believe that Sinn Féin operates to the same democratic standards held by every other party in this House. Deputy MacDonald has confirmed that she does not accept any of our criticism. That's their entitlement, of her party's practices and standards. We simply do not agree. And this is not simply about the past. The past is important, and Sinn Féin's efforts to legitimise a murderous sectarian campaign keeps alive a narrative which is used by dissidents to legitimise their campaigns today. But this is more fundamentally about today.
This elicited an angry response from Mary Lou MacDonald.
Change also means that the old order must pass. And you see, that's really what the problem is here. Because, of course, government formation is about numbers we can add. Of course, government formation is about policy coherence. No one's arguing to the contrary. But government formation is also about power and who wields it. And the reality is that Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael have run the show for almost a century, and by Christ, they're not minded to let go. Yeah. That's really what all of this is about.
Mary Lou MacDonald of Sinn Féin, ending that report from Sandra Hurley. We're joined here in studio by Fionnán Sheehan, Ireland editor of the Irish Independent. Very good morning to you, Fionnán.
Good morning, Brian.
Thanks for coming to talk to us. First of all, perhaps we might just have a word or two about this news this morning of exploratory talks between Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael next week. What are we to make of that?
So Leo Varadkar has made it clear that, yes, Fine Gael are ready to go into opposition, but as a last resort, if all other options are played out, that they are open to engaging in talks with others, mainly Fianna Fáil there in that regard. So Leo Varadkar hasn't appointed any negotiating team, but he's willing to start teasing out at this point in time what might be involved there. But I think he's also been quite clear he wants to see the other efforts played out, because there's a narrative here that has to go back to the voters that they're not, Fine Gael have got the message from the general election that they have been rejected, that they don't particularly have a mandate to lead a new governor, therefore heading to opposition. But at the same time, if no other option is available for the formation of a government that they will serve.
What about the level of resistance within Fine Gael, particularly within the parliamentary party, to going back into government? I mean, reports that Richard Bruton, an influential figure, was saying, No, the party should be in opposition for this.
Yeah, and certainly in the wake of the general election on count day and over the course of the following week, there was a view that they were very much going back to square one. So almost turning the clock back to 2002, having to rebuild the party again and decide where they are positioning themselves on the political spectrum. They seem to be quite comfortable with that idea. You saw it over the course of the election campaign. More centre-right party, more less of a catch-all party, more in favour of tax-cutting, fiscal rectitude, pro-European. So that
seems to be
okay.
And that's a debate going on within
the
party.
That's a debate going on, and they seem to want time and space to complete all that. Also, very little opposition towards Leo Varadkar continuing on as leader in that regard. So there will be some reluctance to be going back into government again after the hiding that they got in this general election, and also a worry about what this would mean for the next time that they go to the electorate.
What about these very sharp exchanges between Micheál Martin and Mary Lou MacDonald yesterday, and the very strong attack by Micheál Martin on Sinn Féin? He really seemed to be doubling down on his stated position, which is that there'll be no question of him as leader of Fianna Fáil having any truck with Sinn Féin in terms of government formation.
Yeah, they rolled out the kids for the nomination of Taoiseach yesterday, but it was very much the grown-ups who were in charge last night. There were fairly vicious, venomous, vituperative exchanges between Micheál Martin and Mary Lou MacDonald. He set out quite clearly, if anybody was in any doubt during the general election about Micheál Martin's intentions in Sinn Féin, you wouldn't be last night. So that option of Fianna Fáil going in with Sinn Féin after watching those exchanges last night, it was very much off the table. So you go back and look at where Sinn Féin are at now. They are very much in a position where, yes, they can continue on trying to formulate this left-led minority government, which needs an awful lot of things to go their way. They need the Green Party and the Social Democrats to get on board. You then need some sort of coherent agreement with the two larger parties and perhaps Labour to allow them to take office. So it's a bit of a long shot. Mm-hmm. The second option then of going in with Fianna Fáil and Sinn Féin, that seems to be off the table now, and that's why you're jumping ahead to really looking at Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael being the only realistic option at this point in time.
And of course, crucial to that is the participation of others. Presumably the Greens are the most obvious in terms of a third leg, if you like, to the stool, and the Greens are planning next week to meet other parties, including Fine Gael.
Yeah, well, Micheál Martin also had the support of four independents last night who didn't put any conditions on their support. So you add Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael and four independents and you hit 76. So you're nearly there. The focus now and the pressure will very much lie upon the Green Party and the Social Democrats. It won't be credible for Eamon Ryan to nominate himself again in 2 weeks' time when the doll sits. And the Social Democrats have said they're available to do business with somebody, but they want to see an agreed programme for government. The offer that will be on the table to them effectively from Sinn Féin will be for the Green Party to be in charge of the climate change agenda and that portfolio, and for the Social Democrats to be in charge of health and the implementation of the Sláintegear plan. That's a big opportunity for them. They also don't want to fall into the trap of being accused of being in left-wing parties who are opposed to change and putting Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael back into power.
Very good. Fionnán Sheehan at the Irish Independent, thank you very much indeed for that. The time just gone 8:33 here.